The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Holland & Barrett, the high street retailer, are in a bit of bother because of a chocolate-covered menopause almond bar that they claim eases hormonal changes. Loretta Dignam is with me, the CEO and founder of the Menopause Hub. What do you make of this, Loretta? A chocolate bar.
Well, I have to say, I think it's meno-washing.
Oh, what's meno-washing?
So meno-washing is basically like slapping menopause on a label on almost anything. So, for example, when I was going through menopausal symptoms myself, when I was terrified of hormone replacement therapy. So before I even set up the Menopause Hub clinics, I actually tried everything natural under the sun. And I bought a magnet for my underwear for €35 in Boots called the Lady Care Magnet. And it was meant to help with my hot flushes. And the only thing that really helped was that I went into the supermarket and the wire basket went boom and it stuck to me.
The magnet basket got stuck to your knickers.
Exactly. Thank you, Kieran. And then, you know, the chain for the trolley, whoom, the same thing. So, and did it, you know, help with my hot flushes? No, it didn't. And so once I started on hormone replacement therapy and got the information and everything, I decided I would open the first dedicated menopause clinic in Ireland, and we would be evidence-based.
Okay.
We would not be selling, you know, hope to women. We wouldn't be selling magnets or anything else. And so what's happened in the last few years is with the explosion of menopause as a topic and perimenopause, it's really a hot topic, pun intended. And all of the marketing people, and I used to be one of them, would be looking at trends and going, what can we get into the marketplace to capitalize on this group? And, you know, these women were forgotten. They were neglected. They were ignored for centuries. And all of a sudden, these menopausal women are now a big market. And by 2030, there'll be 1.1 billion menopausal women on the planet. So that's 12.5.
So this is almost the kind of the...
Like greenwashing.
Yeah. And it's a consequence of a good thing, is what I'm trying to get at. Is it like that there's more kind of open acknowledgement of the reality of menopause and there's more discussion about, you know, what women go through and facilitating it in workplaces and all of that.
Yeah.
But because that conversation is happening, brands think, oh, look at this movement. How do we insert ourselves into it to flog something?
Exactly. So we've seen now there is a positive in that the word menopause is now out there and so on. So there are lots of positives and even on these products. But, you know, we have menopause shampoo, we've menopause sheets, menopause mattresses. We have Primark have launched these clothes that you can wear that would, you know, menopause leggings and T-shirts and things. And, you know, the thing is that women are desperate.
What's a menopause T-shirt?
It's a T-shirt made with bamboo that wicks away the sweat.
Okay.
When you're sleeping at night, as do the pillows, supposedly, and the sheets and the whatever and the whatever. And so everybody is actually out trying to launch products into this space. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see yogurts and drinks and all this kind of thing. And companies have approached me and asked me, would I be interested? And I said, does it deliver any benefit for women in terms of menopause? And they say, well, we don't know. And I said, well, I'm not interested because I do not want to, you know, fool women into parting with their money for something that isn't going to deliver. And that's really close to my heart. And this chocolate bar, I mean, you know, do we see products that have Viagra chocolate bars? No, we don't. We only see the menopause. So I would just say to women, you know, treat yourself to a chocolate bar. It's quite expensive, by the way, you know, it's $4.89. So, you know, you're parting with your hard earned money for benefits that won't be realized. How could they possibly be in a chocolate bar?
So if you want a nice almondy chocolate bar and you've got a kind of a few quid to spare, by all means, do it. But it's going in the category of magnetic knickers, I think, for you, is it?
It's gone in that category. Absolutely. And I just say to women, beware. Look at the evidence. Look for the science. Go to trusted sources for menopause information, because honestly, we are desperate. We are desperate for solutions and fixes, and anything that seems natural will be a good source of a solution potentially. But actually, the reality would be very different.
Loretta Dignam is the CEO and founder of the Menopause Hub. Loretta, always a pleasure, and thanks a million for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.